Next, wrongful arrest, forced entry and assault. The mistakes that have cost West Mercia Police nearly £700,000 over the last 7 years. The figures vary from year to year and case to case, but just last year alone, the force paid out £48,000 on cases of wrongful arrest or for errors that officers have made on duty. Other examples include £80,000 for one case involving assault in 2012-2013 and £10,000 each to two different people for wrongful arrests in the same year. Ian Gould is a solicitor and specialist in police compensation and currently representing people in Worcester who are in the process of claiming compensation from West Mercia Police. Good evening, Ian.
Hello.
So, are these figures surprising to you?
No, not really. I mean, at the end of the day, what we have to remember is that the police enjoy extensive powers over you and I and everybody else, and that when they go beyond those powers, either in ignorance or deliberately, that it's important that they're held to account and then they receive compensation accordingly. The fact of the matter is that too often the police resist such claims unnecessarily, and as a result, the claim increases in value, and furthermore, the legal costs increase.
Why would someone be awarded compensation for wrongful arrest? Is it not just a case of saying, look, I'm really sorry, we thought you were the guy, but you're not?
Well, I think it goes beyond that. I mean, I think if you or I were, for example, walking down the street and we were wrongfully arrested, and then taken to the police station, stripped of our possessions, asked a series of intrusive questions, possibly told that we're not allowed to phone family or friends for whatever reason, and then placed in a police station cell without any enjoyment other than four blank walls, I think that one would say that individual deserves compensation if the arrest is unlawful.
I just don't know how a figure of money makes that all right.
Well, in some ways, you're right, it doesn't, but unfortunately, as a society, it's the best we've come up with. Nobody can turn the clock back, and therefore the best that we as a society have come up with is financial compensation. The same, for example, for when someone suffers a relatively modest injury.
So people don't really mind taking the cops to court, even though it could be seen as a waste of public money?
Well, I think in that respect, there's two matters to address. One is the police complaint system and whether it does achieve accountability. And the second is whether the compensation that's awarded is right. For my mind, the awards of compensation awarded are relatively modest.
Would it be easier if a police force just had a pot of money, like a petty cash, and if they got it wrong, they could fix people up on the way out and say, look, I'm really sorry, here's a few quid, and it won't happen again. Would that be an easier way than dragging this out through the legal system?
Yeah, I mean, I think in fairness to the police, they've got to be held to account in terms of the money that they are paying out, and therefore the money should only be paid out in good reason or when there is good reason. But the fact of the matter is, I think that there is a system in place for the police to compensate those who are wronged.
Is it a good system?
I think it's an adequate system. I think what belies the system, unfortunately, is a general culture of impunity at times and a lack of openness and transparency. And I think that the police should be more readily willing to hold their hands up, admit when they've made a mistake, apologise and pay the modest level of compensation that should be paid.
Okay, thank you. Ian Gould, who is a solicitor and specialist in police compensation. We did ask to speak to someone from West Mercia Police. They weren't able to put anyone up. They did say, though, in a statement, in the line of protecting people from harm, we do take action that sometimes results in claims being made against us. They say, when we find that we acted wrongfully, then we seek to settle such claims in the most appropriate manner. Sometimes this results in the payment of compensation. That's enough.